Morning, guys. It's Motivational Wednesday. I know you guys are excited because tomorrow's a good day. Tomorrow's a very good day. It's Thanksgiving. And for most of us, that's one of our favorite holidays because we get to eat whatever we want. But this year, it's a little bit different because of the pandemic. It's not as much gatherings going on. And for some of us, we're doing virtual Thanksgiving with our family, and it's hard when you're not around family all the time. But, you know, it's just for safety precautions. But I do want to ask this year, what are you grateful? What are you grateful for? You know, this year has been a rough year. There has been a lot that has transpired. A great loss has happened to many of us. We've lost loved ones, we've lost jobs, we've lost businesses, and for some of us, we've lost our faith. And, you know, it's been rough. It's been rough, I must say. And we find ourselves in a place where we may not have anything to be grateful for because this year has been rough, and you're like, God, it doesn't feel like you were here. It doesn't feel like you, it looks like you took a break. God, it feels like you sleeping. Feels like you just decided, hey, you know what? They can handle a whole year by themselves. But he's not. He is a God who's always been there and always continue to be there. Jesus said in John 16:33, I have said these things that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So he gives us some type of hope that through this pandemic, there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's peace, there's strength, there's joy, there's mercy, there's kindness, there's love. There's love. Because I've spoken to a lot of people throughout this pandemic, and the one thing that kind of is hard for them is the fact that they don't have so many people around. We always think it's the extroverts that are like, they going through it during this pandemic, but there's a lot of people that need that sense of community, also family around, and not having that loneliness kicks in. And loneliness, sometimes it plants seeds that this flesh wants to feed, because it'll have you thinking all sorts of stuff, and it'll have you doing all sorts of things that you never expected. And I remember in the book of Psalms, David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for my namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me. His rod is with me. His staff is with me. He comforts me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies and anoints my head, and my cup overflows. So David reminds us that God never leaves us. God is always with us, despite what we're going through, despite what's in front of us, despite what CNN has said, Fox has said, despite what the government has said, God will never leave us. He is right there with us. He is comforting us. He's our friend. He's our help. He's our peacemaker. He's our provider. He's our shield. He's our healer. He's our everything. So if you haven't found anything to be grateful about, be grateful that you have breath in your body. Be grateful that your heart is still pumping. Be grateful that you still have a roof over your head. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. I know we scroll down through Instagram and or Facebook and all these social medias, and we see people, and you're like, dang, how they prospering through this pandemic? I could barely keep like $5 to my name. But keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Don't try to start comparing yourself to your neighbor. because you don't know what's going on the other side. Don't be like Rachel be and get all mad because Leah done had children and she can't have no kids. Don't do it. God has his blessings for you. He has his plans for you. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on what he's doing in your life. Keep your eyes focused on what he's about to do. He has great plans for you. He knows the way that you take, and when he has tried you, you shall come out as gold. Cast your anxieties unto him, for he cares for you. The Lord will fulfill his promise for you. Do not forsake his hands. Psalms 138 and 8. Do not forsake him, for he knows everything about you. He knows what you need. He knows what you don't have. But just trust that he will provide everything that you need, that he loves you. Be grateful. Be imitators of Christ during the season. Show some love to somebody. Somebody's in need of love. Somebody's in need of peace. Somebody's in need of encouragement. You know, be a help, not a hurt. And just know that God has never left you and he'll never leave you. Be grateful in this season. Remember the great things that God has done. And I hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. God bless.